Zazening is. To even say is breaks up and adds is extra. Nevertheless, Zazening is embodying myriad forms, myriad moment forms, inside, outside, physical, emotional, mental, past, present, future, while not holding to embodying ongoing change, moment, moment, including moment forms that should, shouldn't, that like, dislike. Ongoing zazening as ongoing fluidity. Fluidity not bounded in the midst of boundaries arising. Nevertheless, boundaries arising are zazening, not something else. This is supporting freely responding, skillful responding, not blinded by ideas or theories, even ideas of Buddhism, much less personal, social, political ideals or programs of high or low, left or right, or other conceptual forms of attachment and self-centered holding. We can be blinded, be hindered, and entangled by self-centeredness. This can be reactiveness habits of many forms as they arise. Even self-centeredness theory, ideological holding, mindfulness theory, even dead theory of any attached mindfulness to particular goals. When are you blinded in this life? By what are you blinded? In what are you entangled? Only you can notice this. Only you can see, be appropriate zazening at this moment. And it is up to your efforts to be thus, since you are thus. Unfortunately, likes, dislikes, self-drawn to, or self-repulsed by, this self blinds us, this self entangles in this moment myriad dharmas. No self, and yet this self entangles. And the results in attachments and hatred, greed and anger, that what results. This is difficulties, stress, dukkha of many forms and many varieties. Zazening is embodying. Embodying is dying into this. Dying is exactly zazening. Dying is falling away entanglement. Dying is not knowing. Dying is zazening myriad forms advancing and manifesting, confirming self. When Dogen Zenji writes in Genjo Koan, carrying self forward and realizing myriad things is delusion, he is referring to the difficulty we have when blinded by self-centeredness, by our inability to tolerate, much less be intimate with all sorts of myriad things, myriad dharmas, myriad circumstances of this moment, life, death, myriad moments that we do not want, do not like, what is appalling and revolting, much less painful or suffering, or what we simply are not present as in the midst of self-absorption and self-centered body-mind chatter, self-centered entangling. Look closely how, where this is true for you. And yet, zazening, this self-forgetting, is what it takes to go from the seeming limits of I, me, mine, and of others, them, theirs, to reveal, to manifest myriad dharmas, universe realizing self, the universal intimacy of everywhere boundless directions. And because we are always so, you are always so, always thus, we do not have to stick to or be stuck, be entangled anywhere. There is nowhere we are bound and hindered. Nowhere you are bound and hindered. Nor need to be bound and hindered unless you do so to this life. Thus, we can be this intimacy right now, right here, as myriad dharmas, Buddha nature manifesting. Zazen, zazening, is being intimacy as what is hard to be, what is fearful, painful, awful, full of awe, and awful. Zazening is myriad states of ongoing change. Zazening is being this. Being this is going beyond ideas, attachments, beliefs of this. Going beyond is nowhere else. Nowhere else is zazening. I am thus, you are thus. This is the sixth ancestor's expression of confirmation transmission. Zazening is Dana Paramita, giving self away right here, dropping self other in this moment. Zazening is simple. Being just this moment, being as always is. Thank you.